How did you get involved with this project? How did that come about? I mean, you have experience in the automotive field and in Hollywood, so how did this come about?
The story from the way Hans told me the story was that they had a design in-house, and but they were seriously wanting to get, not to have the cars look like they were designed for four-year-olds, so that they were truly automotive-inspired little race cars. And I think somebody suggested to buy some books. I mean, there are plenty on car design books out there. And so what they did as a team, they just marked all the images that they liked, and it so happened that most of them happened to be designs that I had done in the past. And then basically one of their advisors, the former Disney chairman, he looked into how to get in touch with me, and basically it was just a phone call where Michael Ovitz called me literally on a Saturday morning and told me about Anki and those guys, of, you know, how much fun they're having and what a cool project they're working on, if I would mind giving them a call. I did, and we met, and it was literally, we were so on the same page on, you know, the way this could all work out, that we did sort of a trial period, but, you know, it was almost instantly that we get along well, we had the same vision, and it was very easy to work with. And that's how it all started.
Did you ever see yourself, like, kind of getting involved in the toy/video game industry?
I've done many, or not many, mostly I've worked on feature films. I've done some video games. I worked on one, what was it called? I was hired for like a couple of weeks, and 3 years later I was still designing spaceships for them. It was with Digital Anvil out of Austin, Texas. And I'll get to the name. There was a space traveling adventure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes in video games, the development time is so long that the whole market changes during that time. And I think it sort of happened during that game, because there was a fantastically designed video game, but the audience had sort of shifted toward Grand Theft Auto, I imagine. And, you know, toys, I've done many Hot Wheels for Mattel. And so it's, you know, in film, it's on and off, so I always look for other ways to stay busy. And, you know, if you design cars, that seems, or vehicles, any kind of vehicles, it's sort of, that is the, you know, the three aspects. It's toys, video games, or feature films.
That was one of the questions that I wanted to ask you. I mean, you've designed cars for some pretty big films over the years. Do you have any hopes or desires to maybe get licensing agreements to bring some of those cars over to this franchise? Like, how cool would it be to have a Batmobile in this?
That would be so sweet if they would let you do that. Basically, you sign all your rights away. You know, if you work in a movie, they hire you and they pay you for the time that you work for them. There's just zero chance of ever getting any deals beyond that. I've sort of cheated that a little bit with designing, you know, a couple cars for Hot Wheels over Mattel, where, you know, they were inspired by this what I've done for the movie. So, but, you know, I had to change quite a bit on them, but, you know, I could still recognize that look, because that's what they responded to. Can we not use that? I said, no, I can't. You know, it was done for the film, but we can do something similar. So, but, I mean, that's why, you know, I published the book with Pulse, and I thought, you know, I'm never going to get any money from the full aspect of making a film, getting toys, and, you know, any kind of license. So I wrote a script and published a book that had the whole story combined in Future Racing, and it's still sort of being shopped around, so I don't know if anything will ever happen.
Yeah.
So, but I'm still trying.
Does it kind of feel good then to have a little bit more creative say in this project? Because, I mean, you were so sought after here.
It's been nothing but the nicest way to work. literally, I work with Hans most of the time. And, you know, he, so far, he loves most of the things that I do. I would almost say almost everything. And, you know, he has feedback, and I respect that. And, you know, we talk about it. He likes to see, like, in the beginning of, like, when we start a new series of cars, you know, we would discuss what should be in the next lineup, and then he tells me what he likes to see. But the physical design really is, he just leaves it up to me, and, you know, as an experienced designer, I've tried to do my best to not disappoint him, but he doesn't come, you know, and what happens a lot in film where everybody has an opinion and there's a lot of producers and everybody wants to say something. It's not the way as Anki were, you know, they sort of recognize that's what I do. And so far, it's just worked out perfectly.
Okay, so for someone that is completely new to this whole Anki Overdrive set, why do you think it's special? Why do you think it's different? Why do you think it's something that adults and kids should play with?
Well, it's multi-dimensional. You know, I grew up with slot cars, and you know, it's racing. It's on a fixed track, and it takes a lot of time to put that thing together. Now with Overdrive, just the simplicity of putting the tiles together, it's a little bit mind-blowing, you know, the possibilities. You don't have any power constraints. You can literally fill your whole house with a truck because the cars are powered. Then the whole gaming aspect, the whole history, the whole... you're not just racing, you're also fighting, you know, in a way, the other cars. So that... From a very one-dimensional racing game, car racing game, Anki Overdrive has so many avenues of entertainment that and physical you know, the restraints are just not there that we used to have with slot cars or, you know, other cars. So you almost have to go into video games, full-on video games, to get that sort of freedom. And here you have it in a physical game.
As of right now, to your best recollection, how many cars are... I know because two cars come in the starter set, but how many cars are available, and what are the plans on releasing more cars?
I think six cars are available right now.
Mm-hmm.
And these are in addition to the Anki Drive cars. There are, I think, possibly four new cars coming by sometime next year. So, you know, I constantly work on new cars, and they always come in twos. And but when they are introduced into the lineup, that has to do with timing. You know, certainly Christmas is always the key time frame. So, but that's all worked out internally, and I just have to make sure that they're ready. And you know, there's also a long production time involved. You know, I mean, they're literally making millions of these little cars for each model. So you can't just say, you know, here's a new design, let's make it. You know, this is a lot of work and a lot of effort to line all that up. So, but I think the goal is always to come up with at least four new cars every season.
I know this is a tough question to ask because, I mean, in a way, all of these cars are like your children. But what's your favorite car and why?
Right now, it's probably Big Bang. It's the first one that went off the more classic-looking vehicles. I think we are now in the process on switching a little bit where they almost become more character driven, you know. So still truly automotive, but you know, there's even more of a background story. And now with Joby on the team, we talk about you know, what kind of character could the car be, what kind of background, and all that stuff. So I try to integrate that in the, you know, in aggressive ways or you know, any kind of dynamic way in the car. And Big Bang is such a statement to me, and I hope it's not successful and kids love it.
Over the past, you know, what's your dream car? You design cars. You could have any car in your garage. Which one would it be? And are there any Anki Overdrive cars that are inspired by it?
Anki Overdrive cars that are inspired by other cars, or
yeah, like what's your dream car? And if so, like in real life, your real life dream car. And are there any Anki Overdrive cars that like take a little bit from that car?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at the cars, you know, there's some of them have a little Lamborghini in them, you know, very typical Italian full-on supercars. You know, there's maybe a little Ferrari in some of them, little Corvette. It's, you know, all these very masculine cars that just exude speed on the real road. Have inspired Anki cars. So, but truthfully, I mean, it's difficult for me. You know, whatever I like, I probably can't get in. I'm 6'7".
And I feel you.
I've tried to get into Lamborghini, and it stopped me at the shoulder. So, you know, so I mean, I've said that before, that I like these supercars, you know, like a Porsche, what's it called again? This late they came out with, you know, sort of hybrid, and it's their presence I like. You know, beyond that, unfortunately, living in Los Angeles, you know, you can't drive anywhere really.
Yeah.
So that experience has sort of gone away of how I view a car. That I said, oh, that'd be so much fun to drive it around. It's not in LA, you know. So, but visually, I mean, there are a lot of cars that are inspiring. But as a designer, I'm also I focus very much on details. You know, how proportions work, how reflections work, and that all happened when I was studying car design. That sort of took the eye off the whole, and it really, you know, you focus on details.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say about your participation in this project?
I feel blessed. You know, this is, you always say that I, whenever I talk about what it is I do, it's a 10-year-old boy's dream job. It's almost as cool as the fireman sitting in the back, you know, steering the big truck. it is a lot of fun. I literally have also not just a smile when I play on ski, I have a smile on my face when I work on the new cars, and I'm excited to share it. And because they are small, and we do so many, you know, it's not like in real design where I might work on one car for a whole year. You know, this is just a matter of weeks where, you know, I introduce a new car, I refine it, and then move on. And so that sort of speed and that sort of exhilaration all the time, that is just very exciting. That we